Out to lunch. This painting was created because of a pair of rubber gloves. I usually don't like to wear anything on my hands when I paint. It's really a problem. It will be the end of me, I'm sure. In any case, I did get a pair of tight-fitting rubber gloves from my dentist the day before. And I can't explain, there are no words to explain how amazing it felt to have these gloves on, rubbing oil paint into primed and unprimed wood, right where the seam met. It was so, it's like the razor's edge. In the areas where it was primed, it would glide over it, and where it was unprimed, it was so dry and it would just suck the oil out of the paint immediately. So there were areas where it would glide and where it wouldn't, and I was having so much fun doing this. It's basically a finger painting. But this painting, I called it Out to Lunch because when I stood back and looked at the shapes, it looked like smoke wafting up from the cigarettes. I've never smoked one, and my parents did, and I remember seeing cigarettes in the ashtray and the smoke making these patterns exactly like in this painting, like a smoke skeleton. In any case, I call this Out to Lunch because I think of it as a two martini lunch in a men's club, say like from Mad Men, or The Top in Columbus. I like the bubblegum pink and the grays and the blues and tan and white and black all mixed together, but there's one area I particularly like, and that is in the upper mid third. There's an area where it's pink, but you can see how transparent the paint is. You can actually see the board beneath. And then all the knife scratchings into this, I guess it's like, I'm not sure. It's a language of its own. What can I say? Can't tell you everything that goes on in my mind.